The Senate tossed the 2012 Farm Bill over to the House of Representatives, passing the bill 64-35. Both of Oklahoma's senators voted against the bill, and they were joined by several of their colleagues from southern states, including Saxby Chambliss of Georgia and John Boozman of Arkansas. The bill moved through the Senate at record speed, with 73 amendments being voted on in less than 2 days. In urging passage of the bill, Ag Committee Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow highlighted the bill's contribution to deficit reduction.
We're cutting the federal spending by $23 billion by streamlining and consolidating programs, and therefore we're going to have an opportunity to vote on deficit reduction, $23 billion in deficit reduction, probably the only opportunity to vote on deficit reduction in a bipartisan way on the floor of the Senate in the next number of months.
Stabenow also took the opportunity to commend the contribution of farmers and ranchers to the country's economy.
You know, Madam President, agriculture is one of the few parts of our economy where we're running a trade surplus, and that we need to recognize that that's also a job creator. The men and women who work hard from sunrise to sunset to give us the bounty of safe, nutritious food that we put on our tables today, they deserve the certainty of this bill. I urge my colleagues to vote yes on a very important bipartisan effort, and yes for the 16 million men and women who bring us the safest, most affordable, most reliable food system in the world.
The Agriculture Committee's ranking member, Pat Roberts from Kansas, described the Farm Bill's unusually swift passage through the Senate.
We knew we had something special when we had a Farm Bill, and the current Farm Bill was going to expire. You would go back to a Farm Bill that nobody wanted, or the 49 Act, which is ridiculous, and that we had to move, and that farmers and ranchers and their lenders, everybody concerned with agribusiness, knew that we had to have a Farm Bill. So we went to work, and we got a 16-5 vote out of committee. It was bipartisan, and we did it in 4.5 hours. That set a record. I don't know of any time where in an Ag Committee, House or Senate, that it has been moved in 4.5 hours.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell praised his colleagues for passing the bill so quickly.
This bill has been handled in a way entirely consistent with the norms and traditions of the Senate. Members have had an opportunity to express themselves in a whole variety of ways, both relevant to the amendment and a few not relevant to the amendment. Senator Stabenow and Senator Roberts have worked together very skillfully. This is one of the finest moments in the Senate in recent times in terms of how you pass a bill.
For the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Jim Appel.